really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius, John Batchelor, and I welcome Michael Vlahos Germanicus by the Thames on a Sunday evening on our way to theater. However, we pause to examine ironies from the 21st century in these last days and learn what we can about the 21st century and impart what we have learned here in the first century AD from the success of the Roman Empire. Germanicus, a very good evening to you. I report that there is news summarized by the Wall Street Journal in these last hours that the Biden administration and its allies in NATO are most eager for the semi-victorious Ukraine, having driven the Russians back across the Dnieper River, to enter into negotiations, most anxious, reminding them all the time publicly. We can only assume that the private communication is much more pointed than what we get publicly. However, the suggestion is made that the White House, the NATO diplomats, want Ukraine to demonstrate that it is open to talks. Now, Ukraine's position remains, to my information, maximalist. All sovereign territory returned to Ukraine, and we begin discussion about reparations. That's the most recent remark. I also mentioned that we have lots of news from the front of a Russian strategic retreat across the Dnieper River into what we're told are strong defensive positions on the east side. So at this point, we have two messages. One, negotiate. And two, will Ukraine press its advantage? Can it cross a river crossing half mile across in wintertime against fixed Russian positions? Good evening to you, Germanicus.
Good evening, Gaius. The withdrawal, I feel, was strategically adroit and executed with agility. And it was a staged, choreographed withdrawal in order to avoid a potential disaster on the western bank in Kherson if, A, adequate supplies couldn't be delivered to the Soviet units in the western bank, and B, if the dam across the Dnieper was breached, flooding Kherson and putting the Russian garrison in extremis. And the last thing that the Russians, with their very deep military historical memory, the last thing the Russians want to see happen to them is what happened to the Wehrmacht at Stalingrad. And as you remarked, the Kherson situation is very reminiscent of Stalingrad, a city on the river, and the Russians with their backs to the river. And I think that the territory itself that they gave up allowed them to shorten their lines and to free up a number of units for deployment elsewhere. And also, given the supply issues, which have been increasingly at the forefront of Russian army consideration in terms of exploiting that western area of Kherson, really made that a perch, that, if you want to call it a beachhead, or that position on the other side of the river, removed from the balance of Russian forces and the balance of the Russian position, made it a very hard place from which to execute a large offensive. So although in the early days of the war, Russian units in their constant dashing down roads, thunder runs, to use the American term that we did in Iraq in 2003, it looked as though Russian forces were heading toward Nikolaev and up to into the heart of Western Ukraine. But that didn't pan out. And so the Russians decided that this was not a productive, a fruitful place to be. And by taking up defensive positions and a stronger position overall, the Russians have executed what amounts to a strategic withdrawal that very much resembles the German withdrawal from the Hindenburg line. And the Germans did that expertly, and they shortened their line. They saved a score of divisions, which they could deploy elsewhere or use as a strategic reserve. And they fell back on a shortened line that was beautifully fortified, concrete pillboxes and bunkers. And this is very much in the pattern that the Russian army is following now. And remember, all the while that this has been happening, the Ukrainian forces have been suffering enormous casualties as they have bled themselves white. I mean, you have whole units being destroyed again and again in assaults on Russian positions on the western side of Kherson. And that has played into Russian hands in terms of an attritional strategy. And the attrition has the silver lining, if you will, of weakening the enemy while most of your forces have been held back and are building up, because the Russians, although they had maybe 30,000 troops and some of their best airborne units in that west bank side of Kherson, they could concentrate the rest of their forces and train them up for what is undoubtedly going to be the major big offensive. And when that offensive occurs, if the Ukrainian army that was trained over the last 6 months by Britain and the U.S. and was expended in the assaults in Kharkiv Oblast and in Kherson Oblast and have gone on for nearly 3 months and have very much weakened the Ukrainian capability. And they're not in a position at this point to call upon deep reserves, because they've used these well-trained forces to try and pull off offensives that would show that Ukraine is still in the game. And those offensives worked up to a point. But what the Russians gave up was not strategically critical or important. And it allowed Russia, of course, to carry out its mobilization, to buy time, to train up the several hundred thousand reservists that they called up, and to wait for the muddy season to end, for the cold to descend, and then to conduct a major winter push, a kind of should we call it, put into play a masse de maneuver, as the French would say, that would achieve a breakthrough.
I think, again, it might be useful at this point to remind our audience that the Russians routinely fight like this. They make mistakes, they retreat, they count on having overwhelming manpower, and then they attack again. It's been true for Russian armies for several hundred years. And certainly the general staff that is in disrepair right now was always educated on defeat, retreat, and then victory. That's a romantic way of talking about the Russian army.
It's very true. And the Russian army was schooled in defeat in World War II, and also in 1812 and Napoleon and other wars too. But in 1941, the Russians were not at all prepared to effectively deploy and exercise their huge army. And that army was blasted away and destroyed, but they formed a new army. And that new army learned from the terrible defeats. And by the time you get into 1943, the Red Army, the Soviet forces are better at operational art, the conduct of operations, than the Wehrmacht. And that shows in the last 2 years of war. And I think we must not ever forget that these 6 to 8 months of constant battle have transformed the Russian army. And as a result, it is not the army that entered, that crossed the Ukrainian frontier in late February.
So you're looking for a winter shock army to cross the Dnieper,
yes.
Right?
Right, just like all, I mean, like the three offensives that the Soviets conducted,
right?
Uranus, Saturn, and even though one of them was defeated, the other one was gloriously triumphant at Stalingrad.
We can presume that the NATO generals know this just as well.
Yes.
Which would be an added motive to encourage Ukraine to negotiate.
Well, it would be. But I'm not sure that that's going to happen. And the concern I have is that a Russia that has learned from its errors and its setbacks and reversals will not let the opportunity go to put all of that plus their new forces properly into an offensive posture. And that is going to create enormous problems for Ukraine and NATO.
The last concern, just a moment here, Germanicus, the last concern is the political effort to press Ukraine to negotiate. Russia would favor a negotiation as long as possible, wouldn't it? Because they're planning a counteroffensive. So negotiation would buy them what appears to be maneuvering room. Is that a fair guess?
Russians are vaunted for their expertise and command of chess, right? And they're not going to negotiate seriously from the bottom. The point of greatest weakness for them in the larger sort of balance in this war. And they're going to negotiate from a position of strength. Right now, Ukraine is in the strongest position it will ever be in this war. And the U.S. knows it, and that's why the U.S. is pushing for negotiation. But Russia isn't going to negotiate from weakness. It will negotiate once Ukraine is flat on its back, and that is going to be the aim of their offensive.
Right.
And by withdrawing from Kherson, they deprive the U.S. and Britain of the ability to pull off masterstroke attacks like on the dam that would completely unseat the Russians, just as they did with the attack on the Kerch Bridge. And so Russia is going to pursue the path that gives them the greatest opportunity to bring this war, from their perspective, to a victorious conclusion.
Germanicus is Markov Lejos. Gaius, I am John Batchelor. We're by the Thames, Londinium. We're very far from Rome. We're comfortable being this far. We're surrounded by retired centurions who tell funny stories about the old days. This is the first century AD. We have lessons, however, to impart to the 21st century, especially lessons about the leadership in Washington and Europe right now, as it awaits perhaps negotiations and perhaps a change of leadership in the near future. America has frequent elections, and when we come back, what does the success of the Biden administration and the president in particular at the most recent election, what does that mean for the American empire, the NATO empire, and the contest with Russia and China? This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.